Hey, you guys. Oh, God. Sorry, I just got finished with work. Yeah, we'll say work. But I know it's been a while since I last uploaded, and I'm sorry, I just have a lot of shit going on right now. Good shit, not bad shit, but, shit nonetheless. Which has been keeping me from recording, which has been keeping me from uploading, because I don't have a lot of time to myself to, you know, do the extracurricular activities I'd like to be doing. But, it's Saturday morning. My roommates are out doing shit, so I have a little bit of time to myself to record a little something for you guys. You know, I've really been thinking about actually starting a relationship recently. I've been a little nervous because, you know, I'm not the most attractive person, and, I don't know. I'm plus sized, and we typically attract weird people with fat fetishes. Not kink shaming anybody, but I personally don't have a fat fetish, and I got this guy last week that wanted me to, like, record myself eating, and that wasn't the most fun situation for me to be in, so I just blocked him. I mean, I'm uncomfortable eating in front of real people, so recording myself eating, I don't know, it's just not something I wanted to do. Of course, recording myself masturbating, I mean, I'm not comfortable doing that in front of real people. Well, not, I don't know, people, person, perhaps. I'm not sure, I've never really done anything with another person before. But currently I'm just slowly getting there. But, you know, my friend asked me the other day what I thought my dream guy would be. I've been thinking a lot about that recently. I really like, punk rock guys. Or, like, greasers, you know, like, leather jacket, grease back hair, big boots. I have a thing for guys with long hair, like, fuck. That just really gets me going. Like, I don't know, most girls wouldn't want a guy with a ponytail, but, like, that's fucking hot to me. And piercings? Oh my god. Piercings and tattoos? Fuck. Honestly, just thinking about it is getting me more wet than I already am. You know, like, abs and muscles aren't necessary because I think I'd feel a little weird because I'm not skinny. And even though I'm making attempts to be, like, I work out every day and whatnot, I'm just, I'm not. But it's not something I'm uncomfortable talking about. Fuck. Sorry. Just hit a sensitive area there. But it's not like, being plus-sized isn't something I'm not comfortable talking about. Because I'm willing to help other plus-sized women and skinny people understand what it's like to just live day by day, you know, get shitted on for not working out or not making an effort when in real life, I do fucking make an effort. I get on the treadmill for like an hour a day, going about 5 miles an hour just jogging. Like, that's pretty fucking hard on me. but sometimes you just need some time to relax and just be with yourself and make yourself feel good. Sorry if I'm rambling too much. I don't know, I don't have really anybody to talk to about this stuff in real life, so I just kind of talk to myself about it. Fuck. Okay, so I don't know how many of you remember me recording something with my lightsaber, but that's what I'm using right now. And I was informed that they're not called prongs, they're exhaust pipes that come out of the sides. So that's what I will be calling them from now on. Exhaust pipe things. Fuck. Feels really good. Shit. Oh, fuck. Fuck. No, I haven't had actual sex in way too fucking long. I actually haven't had actual fucking sex. What am I talking about? Well, I mean, not with a guy. Sorry for that weird silence there. I was just thinking about this one time when I was 16 or 17. I met this girl at the YMCA pool, because we have, like, this cool-ass YMCA, like, mini water park thing here, and I met her there, and we kind of hit it off, because she was bi and, like, experimenting, and she told me that, and I was like, oh, hell yeah, I can help you out, because I'm, like, actually really bisexual. Like, I'm, like, hella into guys and girls. So I was like, oh yeah, we can totally, like, go out on a date or something sometime, and, like, you can figure out if you like girls or not. And she was like, well, I was thinking about something else. And she kind of took my hand and led me to, like, the family-sized bathroom. And we didn't really get to do much, but I kind of ate her out. And it was really hot, so I guess I could count that as I'm gonna count that as a sexual experience, because it was a sexual experience. I'm not, like, so I'm not technically a virgin. I'm not a virgin. I'm a virgin when it comes to male sex. I mean, straight heterosexual sex, but I'm definitely not a virgin when it comes to homosexual sex. Gay sex. Fuck. Lesbian. Fucking. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I've had a couple people ask me what my kinks are. Fuck. I definitely have a huge thing for, like, daddy kinks, stuff like that. Just being treated like a little girl makes me really fucking horny. Possession, like being someone else's little fuck toy, makes me really fucking turned on. Pet play. Oh, God. Pet play. I like to be on top sometimes. But I have to be in the mood for it. Fuck. I have to be in the mood for it. Coloring is a really big thing of mine. Putting a collar on someone, or having someone put a collar on me. I've always wanted to be collared. Fuck. And not even just, like, I want it to be meaningful. Like, I want them to own me. Fuck. Oh, God. Kinks. Fuck, what was I talking about? Kinks. Yeah. Okay. I've always wanted to be tied down, fucking taken advantage of. I have a big rape kink. Oh, God. I love rape play. Fuck. 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 Oh, fuck. Size kink. Because I'm not very tall, I'm really short. Actually, I'm like 5'1. Fucking 5'1. So I'm kind of tiny. So the thought of someone bigger than me taking advantage of me and using me how they want is really fucking hot. Oh, fuck. I had this fantasy the other day because I was watching Netflix and I was thinking, like, oh, what if they. Oh, fuck. What if they edged me throughout the whole episode and then only when it was the end credits and it was counting down to the next episode could I come? Oh, fuck me. Oh, fuck. I have a really big thing for fingering. Oh, fuck. Oh, I love the feeling of fingers inside of me on my clit and touching me. I have a thing for hands. To be honest, just hands in general. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna. Oh, I'm gonna come. Oh. I think I'm gonna stop there. Cause fuck, that was like the second orgasm I've had this morning, and my legs are really shaking. Fucking. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, if you have any requests for me to record something, I'm probably gonna have some extra time soon to record stuff. So if you have any requests, let me know. Or just direct message me or whatever you guys call them. And yeah, I'll see you guys later. Bye.